But with Sovra, this Sadek is going to be afraid and think, the Yonis, she's going to be afraid that maybe he's sick. That's why he didn't come back. And really, my get is not a good get. Umiyagna, and she'll stay in Igun, she won't get married anymore. Because she's always afraid, maybe a get won't be good. Viyasva, and she'll stay like that without getting married. And the Rabbanan don't want that to happen. Therefore, the Rabbanan says, Midrabbanan, we say, there's no tainus oinus. That Lamais, if he did not show up after 12 months, you have a right to get married. And we'll soon see, even though Midiraisa, to get is no good, but that's always the cloud that called the Mekadesh, or that the Rabbanan Mekadesh, the Yafkun Rabbanan Kedushim Ne, like we'll soon see. So that's the reason Mishum Tsunuyas, or Mishum Prutzais. What about the ladies that don't care to live with another husband? It's like this. If you're going to tell me that if the husband really got sick, and that's why he didn't come back, that the get is not supposed to be good, zimnin sometimes the honest. Sometimes it's really going to happen that way. That the husband doesn't want to come back, just he's sick, that's why he can't come back. So really the get should not be good. But for Yomra, she's a prude, so she doesn't care. She'll make up a story and say, most probably, lo yonis. Nah, my husband doesn't want to come back, and the get is really chal. V'yozla mintzavah. And she'll go and get married to somebody else. See, that's somebody else. And later we're going to find out the truth, that the reason why the husband didn't come back was because he was an honest. V'nimtza get bottle. It's going to come out that the get was really not chal, because really, he wanted to come back. Just he couldn't come back because he was sick. So that's not called not coming back, that the get is not chal. And it comes out, the Bunei Mamzerim, his wife that lived with another husband, it's an Eishes Ish, the kids are Mamzerim. So therefore, Mishum, these two reasons, Rabbanan said, at all times, the get is always chal. If Lamaisa, the husband, does not come back, we don't look at the Yonis, you're allowed to get married. For the Gemara, what's going on here? Or Miyaka Midi, is there anything? The Midi, you're right, so lo yavi get. On the side, the husband is really sick, that's why he's not coming back. Really, the get should not be chal. And because we swore that a tznuya will remain an igun, or a prutza will marry somebody else, do we say, yes, the get is chal, and you're allowed to get married? How could that be? If midiraisa, the get is not chal, how could the rabbanim say get is chal? The teretz is in, yes. What the chal is, called the mekadesh, adar to the rabbanim mekadesh. When you first marry your wife, you get married to her, al manas, what the rabbanim say. We say, kedash, Moshe v'Yisrael. That you want to get married only with the Tanai that the Rabbanan agreed to this Kedushin. That means whenever the Rabbanan wanted to dissolve the Kedushin, they have a right to say it's nothing. And here, the Yafkinu Rabbanan Kedushin Minei. The Rabbanan took away the first Kedushin. So it's considered now like you were never married. So true, this get, Midi Rice, is not a good get. Because really, your husband is sick. That's why he's not coming back. So Midi Rice of the get is no good. But you know what the Rabbanan did in such a case? They say now they don't want the Kedushin to be Chal of Afreya. So it's considered like you were never married to her. So Amalei Ravina Rav Ashi, Teinach Kodesh Bekaspa. That's if you first gave her money for the Kedushin, we could say good, there was always a cloud of Hefka Beth and Hefka. The Rabbanan now look as if that first money the husband gave her was not his money, and the Kedushin is not Chal. But Kiddush Bebiya Maikil Meima, let's say first he was Mekadeshav with Biya. What could the Rabbanan do then? Some of us should learn, like, the Rabbanan would not want to make the Bias Nus. How could the Rabbanan say the Kedushin is not Chal at the beginning? The Teretz is yes. Michael and Neymar, the Teretz is, Shavu Rabbanan lebilos lebilos nus. Yes, even so, the Rabbanan have the right to say that first Bia, you made the Shem Kedushin was not Chal. You only made it on a Tanai that us Rabbanan want it. Now we say we don't want it. Since we don't want it, that first Bia blies like a Bias Nus, and the Kedushin was not Chal. So that's the pshat here, that midrabbanan, they don't want an oinus to take effect. So even though midiraisa, if the husband was sick, that's why he didn't come back, really the get should not be chal, but the rabbanan have the right to say that we don't want this kedushin to be chal the mafreya. So therefore, it's like you were never married to her, that's why the get is a good get. So nechnami, Rav is only saying a new svar meyatsmoy midrabbanan, that ain't tainus oinus begitin. Alright, stop here. You're holding Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. Okay, a little bit around 10 lines down. So the first side, the first we had yesterday, Rav is the halacha was, and Posh, that's how we passed on halacha, that Rav holds Ein Oinis Begitin. When you give the get to your wife on the Tanai, that if I don't come back within a year, even though at the end of the year, really you want to come back, just an oinus is stopping you from coming back, still you did not come back, the get is a good get. We had yesterday, even though me the rice and oinus is called like you did not do it, you did not come back. But midrabbonim, though, we have the klal of called the mekadesh adai to the rabbonim mekadesh. They have a right to take away the gedusha of mafreya, and the reason was because of its snuyas and the prutzis. Now the Gemara says, Ika di Amri, some say the opposite. Ika di Amri, that Amar Rava, Rava says, V'chein li'inyin gittin. The same malach applies to a get. Just like we had before, there is a tainus oinus. If the chuppah was supposed to come out on Rosh Chodesh Adar, which came out on Yom Rishon, so they can't make the chuppah until Wednesday, we said that the man does not have to support her, because he's an oinus. So just like there's an oinus by the loch of chuppah, who Adin Rava says there is an Indian oinus by Gittin. So Alma, what do we see according to this tzad? That Kesava Rava, Rava holds, Yesh oinus be Gittin, if you give a get to your wife, like we'll soon see on a Tanai, that the get is, I'm giving you a get now, and it should only be chal if I do not come back within a year, and at the end of the year, really the husband wants to come back, just he got sick or broke his leg, he couldn't make it back, Lamaisa, the get is not a good get. There is a tainus oinus, that since not coming back was because of an oinus, that's not called not coming back, and therefore the get is not chal. That's what this sad says that Rava holds. Now we ask questions. The same way before we brought a proof to it, now we're going to ask a question on it. Meisri, I have a kasha to you. It says in the Mishnah Gittin, Harei ze gitcho. The person gives his wife a get, and he says, Im loy bosi mikan viyat shnei masa chodesh, if I want to get to Bichal, if I do not come back within 12 months. If I don't come back within the year, then I want this get to Bichal, then we're divorced. Umeis patech shnei masa chodesh. And what happened is the husband died within that year. So the Mishnah says, ain't a get. The get is not chal. Because the pshat is, you wanted the get to take effect first at the end of the year. By that time, you're not alive. A mace, a person that's dead, can't give a get to his wife. So the diak is, mace, who the ain't a get? Do you know why it's not a good get? Only because he died. Avaha chola, mashma, if the husband got sick. In other words, really, he would want to come back. Just the last month, he broke his leg, he couldn't come back, he was sick. Is Harez the get? Mashma, the get is still chal, it's called a good get. The question is why? Really, the husband wants to come back. Just he got sick, it's an honest that he can't come back. So if you say there is a tainus of oinus by Gittin, the get should not be chal, it's not called that the husband is not coming back. So Gemara says, no, there's no proof, there's no question on Rava from here. Li'olam, really, I'll tell you, Eimeloch, Chala namiyena get. If the husband got sick, and that's the reason why he couldn't come back at the end of the year, the get is not chal. Because really the husband wants to come back. And something is stopping him from coming back. He's an onus. And there is a tainus onus by gittin. Therefore the get is not chal. So why does the Mishnah only say if he dies, the get is no good? Because v'hi gufa kamashmalon. If this alone it wants to teach us this chiddush. That what? The yain get liyacha misa. That your get is not chal, can't take effect after the husband died. And we spoke about yesterday. The chiddush here is that Lamaisa, the husband, wrote the get already. It was written l'shmo. And he made the nesin, he gave it to his wife also when he was alive. He just made it tonight. He doesn't want it to be chal, to be effect, until the end of the year. So I would have thought, even though he died in between, so what? At the end of the year, the time the get should be chal, maybe the get is chal. And again, the nafkamina would be that if they don't have children, like this, if the husband dies, there's a mitzvah yibum. The brother has to either make chalitza or make yibum. If the get is chal, there's no mitzvah yibum. So I would have thought that a get could be chal liyachamisa in this case. Kamashmul and the Mishnah know that the get is not chal liyachamisa. The ain't get liyachamisa, but really the same halacha would apply if the husband was chola. If the husband got sick, and that's the reason why he did not come back, it could be the get is not chal. So the Gemara asks again, Ein get liyachamisa, is that the chiddush of that Mishnah? Hotone le reisha, that we learned from the reisha of the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, like we learned before, that dilma liyafukim mid Rabbi Seinu. That's not a question. That the reason, true, the reisha of the Mishnah says the klal, a get cannot be chal after the husband died. The Sefer teaches us that even though you have today's date written in the get, you wrote today's date, as you wrote today's date, but I want this get first to take effect at the end of the year, still we say the get is first to be chal at the end of the year. Therefore, if he died in between, the get is not chal. And that's not like Midr Rabbi Seinu. That Rabbi Seinu had a svara to say, since you wrote in the get today's date, for what purpose did you write today's date? In other words, you meant to say that you want the get to be chal l'mafreya. At the end of the year, you want the get to really take effect from the day you wrote the get. And if that was your kavona, so even though we died in between, still the get is chal, because the get is chal l'mafreya. So that's the chiddush of the seif of the Mishnah, that we do not say this svara. Even though you wrote today's date, so what? Since you said that you want, or you wrote, you want to get to Bichal at the end of the year, in 12 months, that's when it's supposed to take effect. And if he died before, the get is not Chal. So there's no proof, there's no Kash and Rava. Toshima, come and bring another proof. Like we learned, that a person gives the get to his wife and he says, May Achshav, from today, right now, Im Loi Bosi Mikan V'at Shnei Mosa Chodesh, I'm giving you a get right now, and I'm telling you that really I want the get to be chal right now, on a condition though, that I do not come back within this year. If I come back within this year, then the get is bottle. But if I do not come back, then the get is chal l'mafreya from right now, the day I give it to you. Umeis b'toich shnei mosa chedish, and the husband died during that year, the locher is now hareiz a get, it's a good get, because he said clearly, miyachshav, the get is chal from today, the day you gave it to her. And today you're alive. It was only tonight that if you come back within the year, then it's not chal. But now that you died, you can't come back, you're not coming back. So the get is chal, l'mafreya. So my love, isn't it that hu adin l'chola, the same halacha would apply if the husband got sick in the middle of the time. That means really he wanted to come back. But the reason why he couldn't come back was he got sick. Also the get would be chal, just like meis. So you see, you do not say tainus einus bagitin. Tomorrow says, no, that's no proof, loy. Mei stavka. Only because the husband died, if that's the reason why he didn't come back, then we say the get is chal. And you know why? The husband does not want his wife to have to fall in front of the brother for yibum. Therefore, the husband for sure wants to get to bichal. Like on the tzad that he's going to die, for sure he wants to get to bichal l'mafreya when he gave it to her. But if he really had in mind to come back, he's alive. Just that he got sick and he can't come back, but really he would want to come back. He doesn't have das to give her a get. He doesn't want to get to Michal, because really he wants to come back. So it could be like Rava says now, this Ik of the army, yesh tainis einis begitin. And since he wants to come back, just the fact that he's sick, that's not cool that he did not come back. Toshima, come and bring another proof. Meyahu, from this mission that we learned. A man told his wife, if I do not come back within 30 days, but he gave his wife a get today, and he told her, if I do not come back within 30 days, then the get takes effect. Now what happened was, at the end, right before the end of the 30 days, on the 30th day itself, before Shkia, he did want to come back. And he came back, and she was living on the other side of the river. So he came to this side of the river, Oposka Mavra, and there was a river like in between. He missed the boat. The ferry was on the other side of the river. So he couldn't make it across. But the Yomer, he started to scream, the husband. The Yomalu, Chazu di Asoi, look, I'm here, look, I'm here. In other words, really the husband wants to come back. And he thought he'd make it back. Just what happened was, he missed the boat. So what's the loch in such a case? The Yomar Shmuel says, Loi Shemei Masya. It's not considered like the husband came back. No, it's considered like he did not come back. And therefore the get is chal. So even though he said what, the get is only chal if I do not come back, not coming back through an oinus is called not coming back. So you see there's no tainus oinus. So l'chura it's a kashan rava. The Gemara says, no, I'll tell you maybe, unsa de shchiach shani. In a case like this, by missing the ferry, that's very shchiach, happens often. So since it's something that happens very often, you should have spoke this out. There's something that happens very often, it's supposed to be in your mind. So when you gave the get to your wife and told her, I wanted to be chal if I do not come back, you should have stated and spoke out, that's also providing that I make the boat. But if I miss the boat, also I don't want to get to be chal. Now, v'lo yasni, but the husband did not speak out this condition, so we say the svar is, iyu hu di asra nafshe. He's ruining it for himself. In other words, this is not called a good tainus einus over here. Something you should have spoken out, and you did not speak out, we say that you thought about it. Now, why didn't you speak it out? because you really didn't mean it. In other words, you meant to give the get to your wife even if you missed the ferry. Because you meant to say, when is the get no good? Only if I really come back. But if I'm here on this side of the river, just I can't get over because I missed the ferry, that's also considered, you also thought that that's considered not coming back, since you didn't speak it out. So therefore, we have no kash and rava. This is the end of the Gemara. The kids of the Gemara has two lashonis. The first lashon in the Gemara was rava said a chiddush that ain oinus begitten because of the svara, the gzeras of its nuyas and prutzais. And then the Gemara says another lashon, no, yesh tainus oinus begitten. So it's a machlokes. Tosfos has two trutzim here. How do we paskin? Tosfos brings down the post like rach, kalish nekama. The yein oinus begitten. That's the way the rach paskins. Then Tosfos brings another svara's note to paskin like the second lashon. But the Maisa, the Shulchan Aruch, we do paskin like the first lashon. We paskin like Rava's first pshat that there's a chiddush of ein tainus oinus begitten. Mishum tznuyis and mishum prutzais, they're born and made like a light plug. As long as the husband is not home, they get ischal. Even though he would want to come back, he's an onus. To me, the Rabbanim, though, we say they get ischal because of the klal called the Mekadosh of that to the Rabbanim Mekadosh. Now the Gemara says, Lugemara. Omer Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, Loishon Nuela Mitakonos Ezra V'Yelch. When do we have the din of Al Mishnah that Besula is supposed to have the chuppah on Wednesday by day? That's only, like Rashi said in the Mishnah already, after the Takonos Ezra. That was Ezra's takona, that on every Monday and Thursday there should be a bezdin in all the cities. So therefore, like it says in the Mishnah, we want the husband to have the bia, the first bia, Wednesday by night. So if he has tainus pesulim, he'll be angry, and tomorrow morning he'll go straight to bezdin. So therefore, they want you to have the chuppah on Wednesday afternoon. Avo kaidim takonas Ezra. But before there was the Takonos of Ezra, Shevote Dinam Kavuyim B'chol Yoim, at that time, before Ezra made any Takonos, there used to be a Bezdin every single day of the week. Then the Lacha was, Isha Nisveis B'chol Yoim. Any day of the week she wants to have the Chuppah, they're allowed to make the Chuppah. Because those Svar is, we want you to go to Bezdin the next morning. So before, when there used to be a Bezdin every single day, any day of the week you have the Chuppah. It's very good. Because that night you'll have the bia, and the next morning you go straight to Bezdin. So first the Gemara asks, Koidim Takonis Ezra, my the heavy? Like what's in Nogaya? We don't talk about things that just happened that doesn't make any difference to us now. Like why do we care what happened before Takonis Ezra? Now, after Takonis Ezra, that we are bought dinim only on Monday and Thursday, so now we have the lach of our Mishnah that you can only have the chup on Wednesday afternoon. Like, why do we care what happened before the Takona? Like, what Nafkamina is it to us today? So Gemara says, yes. Hochikoma. This is what I mean to tell you. It's Nogaya to today, and the Maisa, this is the Heta today also. That the Gemara says, that he Ika bote dinam de kfuyin idna. Let's say today, way after Takona Ezra, if there'll be a minig that every single day in your town there's a bezdin, you should know the locha would apply now to Kekoidim Takona Ezra. It would have the same halacha the way it was before Ezra made the takona. That what? Isha nisveis b'chol yom. That a lady you could make chuppah any day of the week. Like we have our mini today, any day of the week you're allowed to make the chuppah.
In all places?
Yeah. So Melo, that's the nafkamina. That the kitzif today will have a place that has bezdins b'chol yom. They can get married any day of the week. And Tosfos speaks out that Lamaisa today, we don't have Bechlal any Botadinim Bechlal. Now look at the bottom Tosfos. Tosfos says, Yika Botadinim. Nira Laridim, Mikol Mokim, and Nisus Beshishi. On Friday, though, you shouldn't make the Chuppah. So it ain't done in B'Shabbos, because you can't make a P'sak Din on Shabbos. So if you're going to have the first B of Friday night, you can't go to Bezdin on Shabbos. So Friday is not a day to have the Chuppah. But Tosfos says, though, no, V'yata Noigin Lisaf B'Shishi. Today already you're allowed to have the chuppah even on Friday. And have the first bia Friday night. Why? Mishum diyein bezdin kvuyin. Anyway, today we don't have this din of a bezdin kvuyin. What do, though? Yistam go to complain in front of three people. So therefore, v'yim yesh l'tainis besulim, yochol likvo b'shabbos b'fnei shleisha. K'may b'shayim o'yisah shvua. Today, on Shabbos Gufa, get three people together, make them like a bezdin aray, and you can say a complaint to them. So since today we don't have any real bezdin anyway, all we have is you go in front of three dayonim, that you could do on Shabbos also. So that's why lemaisa today you can have chuppah any day of the week you want, only not on Shabbos. Shabbos you can't make a kinyan, but any day of the week, even Friday, you're allowed to make the chuppah. The kasha that Achrayim ask, even though it's more really as the kasha, is that usually there's a klal that when bezdin made a takona, you can't be mavatel the takona. Even if the tam goes away, kol davar shebeminyan sarach minyan achalat hiroi. So here the Mishnah says, like Rashi, it was a takonas chachomim to have the chuppah on Yom Revi'i. So even though the reason goes away, how could they change the halacha to say now you can make the chuppah any time? So it's very interesting. What you have to say, a lot of times you say, is when the Rabbanim Mitzchila first made the takona to have the chuppah on Wednesday, they made it with a tanai. They were only making it this way, kol zaman bezdin is kavua, on Thursday. But if it's going to come a time that bezdin will change and be every single day, lechatchila they also agreed that you could have the nesuin any day. So it's not called you're going against the first takona. The Chazam Sofer wants it a little different. He once said that the first takana was that the chuppah has to be the night before bezdin is open. That's all the takana was. Abi tomorrow morning bezdin will be open. That was a takana to have chuppah. So mail of today, bezdin is open any day. Or the way Tosis says, any day you want, you go get three people together and tell them that was the first takana, that you're allowed to have chuppah today as long as tomorrow morning there'll be a bezdin to go to complain to. So today, since we have the three people anytime we want, any day is mutter to have the chuppah. The Gemara asked the question, don't know? For Abin and Shaktu, we had before, that before we asked the question, why don't they always make the chuppah on Sunday? What's wrong with making it on Sunday? Bezdin is open Monday morning. So we answered, there's a new takana that the bezdin, the chamim wanted a husband to prepare 3 days for the chuppah. He wanted them to be available Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, and prepare for the chasna, and then first on Wednesday you can make the chuppah. So how could we say now you can make the chuppah any day of the week? True, there are bezdins any day of the week, but where's the shaktu? Where's the preparation for the chuppah? So Gemara answers the Torah lay. I'll tell you, we're talking about in a case where the husband prepared it already. Like Rashi said, the Torah lay. Im Torah lefnei Shabbos. If the husband prepared the whole chuppah before Shabbos, and he prepared everything, then then you can make the chuppah anytime you want. So today we have caterers that they prepare the chuppah anyway, so any day of the week you want to. So the Ritva speaks out, why didn't the Gemara say that she was moichalit? Like we said before, it was at the corner, the shakta was for her sake that she should have a nice chuppah. Why don't we say in the cases that she was moichalit a nice sudah? So Ritva says, Mira Soraya, Anisha can't be Meichel the Suda. That's a takona that the husband has to make a nice big Suda by the chuppah. And even if she says, I'm Meichel, I don't want it, Mechila doesn't help. Right, other Rishonim argue and say Mechila does help. But around the Ritva says in this Gemara, you see Mechila does not help. Right. Now the Gemara says, my Shaktu, what is this new Svari you're saying of Shaktu, that the Chachamim care about